This is the Todd Wright Toddcast, presented by Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm. You need not live nor work, nor have your legal issue originate within the city limits of Brandon, Florida, to have Brandon Legal Group help you. Call anytime for a free consult, 844-4-BLG-4ME. They are a full-service law firm. Brandon Legal Group, 844-4-BLG-4ME, BrandonLegalGroup.com. And, of course, by Pin Chaser, celebrating their 60th anniversary in the Tampa Bay area. 32 lanes at 6816 Gale Boulevard in East Pasco. 40 lanes at 5555 West Hillsborough Avenue, and 50 lanes at 4847 North Armenia. Visit pinchasers.net, and remember their 13th annual Labor Day Marathon is coming up on Monday, September 2nd. Funny how that works. 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., it's $12 per person. Bowl as much as you want, as much as you can. You can show up at 9 a.m., bowl until they close the doors at 9 p.m. Yeah. Are they closing the doors at 9 p.m., or is that just when it ends? No, because that's when the late-night specials start. They're not closing the doors at 9 p.m. That's just when it ends. I'm just figuring this out. I'll talk to Anthony Peroni. All right. Also, if you are a fantasy football fan, yes, I talk fantasy football, but not here. You need to go over to the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, which is returned for its fourth season, presented by Original Hooters and the 11 Bay Area Hooters locations. And we are putting together our draft event at the Hooters location on Hillsborough Avenue in Tampa. It'll be Sunday night, August 25th. If you would like to play in a Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast League where we draft at Hooters, and it's free. The food and drink isn't, but it's free to play, and we give prizes to champions. I'll be there. Ira Kaufman will be there. All our defending champions will be there. Ty the Calendar Girl will be there. Our new friend Camilla, the server that waited on us when we did the piece for Bay News 9 on fantasy football. Thank you, Chris Torello. Camilla will be there waiting on us. Seth Kushner from Drew Garabo Live, and the list is growing fast. You must send a request to play to ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. That's also where you send all the fantasy-related emails. If you ever want to email me about the Toddcast, you email write.todd@yahoo.com. Write.todd@yahoo.com. If you send an email anywhere else about the Toddcast, I don't see it. So bring it here. If you want to reach me and get a response, write.todd@yahoo.com. An appearance coming up Saturday on the Myco Radio Show on 102.5 The Bone in Tampa Bay. That's 102.5 FM. Big supporters of Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments. And we raised $700 for Apple a Day for the seat on Drew Garabo's cart in the Todd Wright Tour Championship. I will appear on the Myco Radio Show with Hoppy and the lovely Chelsea Simone as well, Saturday. I'll be in there for about 30 minutes or so, somewhere between 2 and 4. Listen to the Myco Radio Show on 102.5 The Bone. Let's see, where do we start? Okay, so I'm recording this Friday afternoon, roughly 3 p.m. on Friday afternoon. Last night was the beginning of the football season. I know, preseason game, kind of a pre-preseason game. NBC thought enough of it to have it as part of their package, send Al Michaels, trust me, is as big of a diva as any of them to deal with. He was there with Chris Collinsworth. I never saw Michelle. I was in and out of the telecast. I'm going to tell you why. I assume she was there. I love Michelle Tafoya. So NBC thought enough of it to put it on TV. It starts the football season. No, not even the normal Falcon starting quarterback played, Matt Ryan. No, not even Joe Flacco, the new Bronco quarterback, played. But there were the uniforms in a live game. So last night, I met out the reigning champion of my personal fantasy football league, the Foundation, and we just wanted to sit and have a beer and look up and see two NFL uniforms playing live. That's it. We're not doing any homework or anything. Your sports bar, have it on. Did not have it on. I'm not going to name the sports bar because I'm a regular there. There are employees there that are very good to me, and the manager is a supporter of my golf tournaments. But I'm going to lay out a general comment. If you're really a sports bar, you need to have that game on. It's one of those examples where, and funny, the manager in charge last night, I don't like her at all. Basically, I'll go ahead and say it. In this bar during the NHL playoffs, I was verbally attacked and threatened, and someone used a homophobic slur when attacking me. And all she did was point at both of us and said, "You both need to calm down." I did nothing. I asked for management to help me with this before he followed through on, and she did nothing. I took it to the GM. He said it was taken care of. Nothing has happened since. I'll move on with my life, but I will share that story because she handled that very poorly. Don't say two people need to calm down when it's one person who's the asshole and it's not me. And anyone who knows me knows I know how to behave. So she was the one on duty last night. The NFL game wasn't on. They had the CFL game on. I'm not opposed to that. Not on all the TVs. They had all this baseball on. I don't watch baseball, but I get it. The NFL game was not on. I asked my friend who won our fantasy football league, also a professor at USF, where's the Falcons Broncos? I don't see it anywhere. Said, yeah, the guys next to me asked for it, were told they don't have it, and they left. Well, good for those guys. Because that's bullshit. The reason they were given was a bartender said, well, it's on NFL Network. We don't get that. That's bullshit because two nights before I was in the same restaurant and I was looking at the scroll of the bottom line of the top 100 players, which we will get to. So this bar gets NFL Network. Also, the game wasn't on NFL Network. It was on NBC, which, yeah, the restaurant gets. So no excuse. I'm not outing the restaurant because I am a regular there and I am treated well by a significant percentage of employees and they do support my golf tournaments. But I think it's fair to say that that's a fail. And if you're running sports restaurants out there, you need to know what's on and where it's on. There is no excuse. Don't give me ticket times or other things or just brush people off. If you have TVs, know what should be on them. I think it's very important. And that was a big fail last night. Sure, the game meant nothing. But you have how many TVs? Have it on. There is no bigger made-for-television sport than football. This was the first game of the year. I remember a couple years ago, I went into a different sports restaurant by me, wondered why it wasn't on, and was because they put the wrong paint at midfield and had to cancel the game. Inexcusable. If this restaurant does it again, I will out them. It is a major chain and very successful, and the food is very good. But I will out them. I hope you don't run into that. And anytime you run into something like that about a sports bar, send it to me, right.todd@yahoo.com, in any city, not just the greater Tampa Bay area. All right, let me rip eBay a little bit. So when I can't sleep, which is usually 2 out of 3 nights, working all those years of late night radio, I wouldn't trade my 17 plus career on national radio for anything, but it screwed up my body clock for life. It really did. And someone told me it would. But I'm financially secure. I enjoyed my time. It just stinks. And I've tried everything. And it doesn't help that the neighbors above me are loud and don't give a damn about me. And the condo board does nothing. So I have enough trouble sleeping. One of the things I do when I can't sleep is surf eBay for stuff. It's just something I do. One of the more recent things I've been doing, most of you know I'm a Cowboys fan, I buy up jerseys of retired Cowboys players. I do not own any jerseys of any current Cowboys players. I refuse to do that. Once their career is over, no, I don't own a Witten jersey. Look, Jason Witten didn't want to work with Booger McFarlane any more than I did. I admire that from Jason Witten, and it also tells you what an asshole Booger McFarlane really is. But I don't own a Witten. But over the last week, in struggling to sleep, I found a couple of good deals on a couple retired Cowboys jerseys. One I had been looking for that I wanted, and I love it when people are on eBay and they'll negotiate with you. It's make offer. But they legitimately want to negotiate with you. The days of eBay and waiting until the last minute, no. It's just post your price and also put make offer and we can negotiate. So that gentleman had one jersey that I bought. And then I ended up making an offer on another one, and I was stunned he took it because I thought it was a low offer. I was just starting off. It was like when they offered Kramer the lifetime of cafe lattes, and he shook the guy's hand, I'll take it. So I got two more jerseys coming of the Cowboy collection. That'll give me 10. I want 11, and then at my next golf tournament, my goal is to have 11 people, I might be one of them, all wearing them because it's sort of a football-themed golf tournament. You pick the 1 o'clock games while you're on the course. Every game you pick right against the spread, I take a stroke off your golf score. Todd Wright Tour 21, it is selling fast. If you want more information, want to play in my golf tournament on Sunday, September 29th, 1 o'clock start time, email toddwrightgolf@gmail.com or follow me on Instagram, at Todd Wright 2019, or on Facebook, Todd Wright in Tampa. Point being, once I have 11, it's like I have a whole team. So I now have 10. The jerseys I have, I'll just say the numbers, all Cowboys jerseys, mostly the base white. There are a couple throwbacks, actually three throwbacks of the 10, but the numbers I now own are, in order, 9, 22, 33, 40, 44, 54, 59, 77, I'm sorry, 70, that's my namesake, in the Ring of Honor, back when the right tackle was more important than the left tackle, even for a right-handed quarterback, Rayfield Wright, 88, and 94, who retired, who left Dallas as the all-time sack leader. I still think he is. So I'm up to 10. So eBay knows I surf for football jerseys. They've started sending me, they never did this before, specific to this type of email. They've started sending me, we found a better option for you. And I think the next line says, you looked at this for this price. We found you this for $12 less. Okay, something like that. It's like, okay. So I click on it and I'm thinking, well, did they find me a Cowboys? What are other ones I'm looking for? An 84. It's another one I'm looking for. I'd double up on my 88s. I have an 88 Irvin. I'd love an 88 Drew Pearson. And I look at the jersey that they say, so how about this? It's a better price. Well, of course it is. It's a damn Dolphins jersey. It's a Ryan Tannehill jersey. And then today I get another one. It's a Dolphins Jarvis Landry jersey. These guys are gone. I'm shopping for Cowboys jerseys. Not Dolphins jerseys. I don't know anyone who's shopping for Dolphins jerseys. People in Dade County aren't shopping for Dolphins jerseys. No. That is not a similar item. That's got, you're at the wrong game cam written all over it. So I'm just going to trash eBay for saying that's a similar item. You know, this isn't like if you look for a, I buy shoes to work out in on eBay because I like a specific type of Nike they don't make anymore. It'd be different if they said, well, you shop these and they were Nikes at this price. We found you these at this price. And let's say it's a pair of Reeboks or some other athletic shoe for less of a price. That's different. Sure, I like my Nikes, but that's different. This is team loyalty here. It's not a similar item. Bad move by eBay. All right, speaking of the Cowboys, yes, I have an opinion on the Ezekiel Elliott holdout. Saw it coming for a while. Not sure when it ends. But if you want to compare it to the Emmitt Smith holdout of 1993, I'll take you back to 93 because I know it well. Cowboys coming off winning the Super Bowl in 92, sort of ahead of schedule. I was at that Super Bowl. They blasted the Buffalo Bills. Emmitt holds out the next year. Cowboys play their first two games without him, lose both. Jimmy Johnson in the postgame presser after game two, losing his mind because all the questions were about Emmitt. At one point, I think he just went, oh, God. Oh, boy. Charles Haley, I believe, put his helmet through the drywall in the dressing room after the game. This was a very frustrated championship team based on losing the first two games and all the questions about Emmitt not being there and why they lost those games. Emmitt played the third game. Cowboys recovered from the 0-2 start and won the Super Bowl again over those same Buffalo Bills. Emmitt ended up signing the same contract offer that was on the table when he walked out. It wasn't like after the 0-2 start, Jerry Jones and Jimmy Johnson said, okay, we cave here. How's this? Nope, the offer didn't change. I know it's 26 years later, and Jimmy is gone. But I don't think Jerry's going to change the offer. He's also on record as saying they don't want to set the market beyond what is already out there. Have they offered him something similar to the Le'Veon Bell deal? Probably. Is Zeke justified asking for more? Probably. Le'Veon's getting around $27, $28 million guaranteed over the next 2 years. Does Zeke want these next 2 years ripped up, or he's willing to just tack on? He probably wants them ripped up in case he gets hurt. But he has 2 years left on his deal. Could the Cowboys go into the regular season opener without Ezekiel Elliott? Possibly. Do they have someone else? No, not really. They signed Alfred Morris just because they know him from a couple years ago. Could they bring in Melvin Gordon? No, that makes no sense because you'd be bringing in Melvin Gordon. He's only coming if Melvin Gordon gets what he wants, which is more than what Ezekiel Elliott is currently making. And I think part of what Jerry and his son Steven are trying to do here is say, this is for you, Zeke. This is for you, Dak. This is for you, Amari. And if all three of you take this, you can stay together. Amari was even asked why he's not holding out with just 1 year left on his contract. He's like, nope, I need to be here. And granted, his career jumped back up with the Cowboys last year. He was very good after coming over from an Oakland Raider team where he was quite bad for the previous year and a half. Amari's also making, I think, somewhere in the area of $13 million this year. Zeke's not. So Amari has a lot more reason to play and be paid than Zeke does right now. Cowboys also need to be careful. They know if Zeke does something else stupid and the commissioner decides to suspend him, it will be more than six games. It'll probably be half a season minimum. Well, that's worse than a holdout. So why are you going to pay when he's one more bad move away from missing half a season or more? It's tricky. But I think the Emmett situation could have more similarities than people think. But it wasn't like Emmett got what he wanted after missing those first two games. The Cowboys didn't cave. Emmett did. And maybe it was out of the goodness of Emmett's heart a little bit, where he just saw his teammates struggling. They're 0-2. It's like, yeah, it's time for me to play. And he took the deal. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Pin Chasers. Great late night specials, Sunday through Thursday, always starting at 9 p.m. How about the Tuesday night late night special? 9 p.m. to close, $10.99. You pay $10.99, and from 9 p.m. to close, you bowl as much as you want, you eat as much pizza as you want. According to Drew Garabo Live, the average number of pizza slices eaten by people who buy this deal is 2. I find that hard to believe, and it's good pizza. Remember their 13th annual Labor Day Marathon, Monday, September 2nd, from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., $12. You bowl as much as you want, as much as you can, from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. 3 Pin Chasers locations, East Pasco, Midtown, and Veterans. Visit pinchasers.net. And Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm. Call anytime for a free consult, 844-4BLG-4ME, 844-4BLG-4ME, or visit brandonlegalgroup.com. No, I'm not done. I got one more thought. So on this top 100 list that the NFL Network just did, is it the gold standard? Is everything in it right? No. But it's a survey of 1,200 current NFL players. The guys actually playing the game. This is more... just take that for what it's worth. So 1,200 players. You have 32 teams. So roughly what? 40? 40 players per team? Is that 40 players per team voted in this? That's pretty good. A little less than 40 players per team voted, and they put together a top 100 list. So this is among their peers. The top 10 was just released. Number one's Aaron Donald. Number two is Drew Brees. Tom Brady was sixth. Only quarterback ahead of Brady, other than Brees, was Pat Mahomes at 4. Aaron Rodgers was 8. I bring that up because ever since Chris Sims popped up on online and on the PFT live show with Mike Florio, ranking his top 40 quarterbacks, and he ranked Drew Brees at 10 and Tom Brady at 9, he's been getting killed. Now we should dig up Chris Sims' body and kill him again. I still don't know why, and I have a lot of respect for Mike Florio and had him on my show for many years. I don't know what Mike Florio's fascination is with Chris Sims. And to me, so you said in your quarterback rankings, Brady and Brees were 9th and 10th, according to you. 1,200 NFL players just said Brees is not only the best quarterback in the league, he's the second best player in the league. And they said Tom Brady is not just the third best quarterback in the league, he's the sixth best player in the league. Both blowing your ratings away. I said at the time, this was Chris Sims waving both his arms and yelling, "Hello, I'm on TV. Please watch me. Please care about me. I want to build my brand." To me, this is almost a fireable offense. Not that people on these TV shows are accountable anymore. Just look at how many times Colin Cowherd or Skip Bayless or Shannon Sharp or these guys are featured in Freezing Cold Takes. My favorite site to follow on Instagram. But Chris Sims, you're a fucking moron. And Mike Florio, you should be embarrassed having that guy on a TV show with you. Since he said that about Brady and Breeze, and I got no skin in the game. I'm a Cowboys fan. I've not watched that TV show. Why would I watch it? What is Chris Sims going to say after making that comment? Why would I listen to anything else he says? Because he obviously cannot evaluate the National Football League. So why are you there? And I'm sure you put a lot of work into those rankings. So why are you there? Now, apparently, Joe at joebucksfan.com knows how to talk to Chris Sims. Recently even posted an interview with him that was done before the rankings. Here's my appeal to Joe at joebucksfan.com. You need to call Chris Sims and ask him if he wants a do-over on his quarterback rankings and throw in his face that among the NFL players currently in the league, they say Drew Brees is the best quarterback and the second best overall player in the league, and Brady is the third best quarterback, only behind Mahomes, which is arguable, but it's fine, and that Brady is the sixth best overall player in the league. And ask Chris Sims and say, would you like to apologize for your bullshit rankings? And just that you wanted attention. Come clean. Own it. New term I like from the PTI guys. Don't sit under the desk and ignore it. Either apologize for your crap or own it. So that is my appeal to Joe at joebucksfan.com. Because I will not listen to another word Chris Sims says. I will not turn on that TV show on NBCSN with Florio. Any story referencing Chris Sims on ProFootballTalk.com, I will not click on it because Chris Sims, until further notice, doesn't know the modern NFL game. He may have opinions on it, and they're bullshit based on that alone. I can put my ex-girlfriend's 8-year-old son in front of a television for a couple weeks and let him watch quarterbacks, and he'll know Tom Brady and Drew Brees are better than 9th and 10th in the league. So I don't know what sort of expertise Chris Sims is bringing to the media. Because it is honestly one of the stupidest freaking things I ever heard. And it was just proven more so by the rankings from the 1,200 current NFL players. Joe, seriously, get Chris Sims to comment on it. I'm sure Florio has brought it up with him, but I don't watch the show and it hasn't made the website. Maybe Florio's under the desk with Chris Sims too. Thanks for listening to the Todd Wright Toddcast. Have a good weekend. We'll talk to you next time.